forever. Dog.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fun, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment.
With Kat and Pat.
The love story between you and Francisco.
Yeah.
So just before I went to New York last time when I saw you.
Was that the last time I saw you here? When we got pies and thighs?
Oh no, not that. That was ages ago.
That was like
the other time when we went to Chopped.
I'll never forget that.
I'm jealous.
And it was so stressful.
But it was jealous.
Yeah, it was very busy.
When you bring some, were you a Chopped queen before that?
I'd never been to Chopped.
It's so stressful to go to Chopped with someone who's never been to Chopped.
Yeah, yeah.
Even when I'm online, I try to be cognizant of like who hasn't been here before, and I try to like help. I like help out the newcomers. Like, I identify as like a member of this, like an ambassador, like kind of an RA at Chopped.
My name's Pat.
Hey, I'm a freshman over here.
No, it was when I did Club Coming.
Yes, that was so fun.
And so just before that, I went to, so my friend Uber, his name is Uber.
His name is Uber?
Well, it's O-O-B-A-H.
Heiress to the Uber fortune.
Yeah. he was hosting something in a pub in London, mm-hmm. and I went to it, and Francisco was there,
uh-huh.
and we sort of met very, very briefly, but not.
Oh, so he's Amer.
No, this was just before I went to New York.
Oh, I'm sorry.
In London. I think it was like the night before. I don't know why. I just wanted to tie it into the location that we're in.
Yeah.
And we met very briefly. I do actually remember, maybe I think I've like built this up more because now we're going out, but
yeah.
I feel like I remember at the time that I went mm-hmm. outside, I didn't really know anyone. I was just getting some fresh air. And then when I came back in, he was telling a very interesting story and people were very like interested in what he was saying. And I felt a bit awkward to sort of like join the group and be like, what's this? So I just sort of like stood waiting, like trying to not like get any attention. And then he like stopped telling the story and went, oh, hi, I'm Francisco. And I went, oh, hi, I'm Lolly. And then he carried on telling the story. And I remember being like, wow.
That's
beautiful. Yeah. I'm always kind of walking over to like a group of people and be like, what are you talking about?
Are you talking about me?
I regularly enter the conversation saying, what are you talking about? It's amazing.
I'm always
amazing.
In conversations and then halfway through being like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, me
too. So I remembered that, but then I left to go somewhere else. And so it was just like a very brief meeting. He's what?
Were you like, he's hot?
Yeah, I remember thinking, because I'd seen him before, like, he's a journalist. I'd like read his articles before.
A journalist.
We're both rock hard.
I remember being like intrigued and being like, okay, who's this guy?
This is the man.
You are the journalist.
Exactly.
Investigating him.
I'm going to do a story on this guy.
The flip, the sweat, the when script
you,
was flapped.
When you date a journalist, you become a journalist.
Wow. Did he like take down the prime minister with a story?
No. He writes about like...
Did he go to bat?
Did he go to what?
Did he just go to bat?
What does that mean?
Just go to bat for you.
Yeah.
So you saw him around and you were like...
So I saw him and then that was a very brief meeting. And then I went to New York and months later when I was in Atlanta. So I think this was in November. And then
he
I
put
Atlanta.
A piece in the London Times that said, I love you, yeah. Lolly.
Misconnections.
The London Times.
And then he came up on my People You May Know on Instagram.
Wow.
Yeah, you might.
It's like, and it's like, that's why we have that. And
exactly.
We can drag it to hell and we can say we shouldn't have it. And then it's like, that's why we have it. And I'm like, this is an important story because the government wants to take that away. And
I want to say thank you to Instagram. And whoever it was at Instagram who came up with that.
Wow, he came up on the People You Might
Know.
You guys check the people you might know.
You must. You simply must. Because it will be people that you've sort of thought, I can't really follow them because, you know, we met for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, now I can because we've got enough engagement with our mutuals.
Yeah.
That it doesn't feel as weird. So I followed him and then I was filming something where my character had to shoot a gun. And so I had posted an Instagram story of me at gun training firing a gun. And then he replied to my Instagram story
yes.
and said, this is a huge vibe.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I'm... I said to San Francisco.
San Francisco.
And I said San Francisco. You're absolutely right.
Fuck yes, San Francisco. What is wrong with my... I'm short-circuiting. I'm pissed off today. I can't believe the way people are. All right, I'm present again. I'm back.
So I remember thinking, like, okay, because at the beginning of the year, I was like, I'm not interested in boys. I'm not interested in anyone.
Me too.
All I'm concerned about is making £1 million. And I was like, I'm writing off speaking to anyone and seeing anyone, doing anything with anyone.
Were you fucking or like, do you get horny or are you just like, I'm alone?
I was just like, no, I'm just going to be alone. Because I was seeing some people like towards the end of 2017. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, none of it worked out and all fizzled out. And I was just like, I cannot be bothered. It's too stressful. And then because I was going away anyway, I was like, I just want to focus on like mm-hmm. working and like having a nice time. And then as soon as he messaged me, I was like, duh. Yeah. And then, so I was like, okay, I don't have any time to like faff around and see if like this is a thing or not. So we spoke for maybe like, we chatted a bit and then he had to go. And then I remember thinking, okay, if he talks to me tomorrow and instigates a conversation, that probably means that he fancies me.
Yeah.
That's a good sign. It was very like methodical. And then he did. And I was like, okay. And I said, what's your number straight away? Because I was like,
yes,
I'm not talking to you on Instagram anymore.
I know. Sometimes it goes too long on Instagram.
It does. Sometimes it goes too long on Instagram. And then it's just unclear. Because it's like, every time you go to message them, you go on Instagram. It's
yeah.
Like, this is weird.
That needs to be regulated by the guy.
The same person who did People You May Know needs to get on that.
That's where our friends should be going.
And then we basically just spoke every day while I was away, because I wasn't going to go home for another like 6 weeks. But he said, well, we should go for a drink when you get back from mm-hmm. Atlanta. And then we did. And then
you weren't going to be home for how long? 6 weeks?
Yeah, I think it was like, yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it was a long time. I remember being like, I want to go home now because I want to meet him, because I don't want to like talk to him for ages and then meet him and be
that's
like,
that's the worst. Like to talk for, like the talking can be so dangerous because you get your hopes up.
Yeah. How long have you been dating now?
Nearly a year. February will be a year.
Wow, Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Traditionally.
A week before Valentine's Day was our first date.
Wow. Yeah. Pressure, because then it's like a week later.
Exactly, yeah.
Are we going to get married?
Yeah. Are we going to see him tonight? It's by chance. I booked a table. I think I was actually away again.
So then you went on your first date.
Went on our first date. Mm-hmm. And we went to a pub. The pub that you went to.
I love that pub.
Yeah, really nice. And we just had a wonderful time and we chatted for ages. And I fancied him loads.
And I fancied him loads.
I fancied him so much. And then we just carried on going on dates.
That is amazing. What is, I have a question. Absolutely. Fancy, what does that mean? Like
I have a crush on.
So I have a crush on you. I mean, it's more than I like you.
No, it's the same, but it's not really a Britishism to say I like.
I like you.
Yeah.
Like, I fancy you. We should use that.
I do use it in my brain.
Okay, you've never told me. Here's where I find out you don't fancy me.
I found out about fancy from Harry Potter. I think that's probably a lot of people's story.
Yeah.
Do you connect with Harry Potter?
Absolutely. But also in a secret way, because it's lame now, I think.
I know.
To do it. But at the time, I was like, this is the best mm-hmm. thing anyone has ever made.
I know.
Mm-hmm. And then secretly in my head, I'm still like... I'm a Ravenclaw.
really? Then,
yeah, I did the online quiz.
I wonder what I am.
I'm a Slytherin.
People like to tell me I'm
I don't
a,
know if you are.
You might be a Slytherin. Ambition.
I think you're a Ravenclaw.
People think that Slytherin means you're mean, but all Slytherin means is that ambition is your defining quality.
Yeah, exactly.
And Ravenclaw's wit. Hufflepuff is loyalty. People think I'm a Hufflepuff just because I'm gay.
No, you're Ravenclaw is like quirky, basically queer, interesting people.
Okay. Wait, what am I?
I think you're probably...
You're Ravenclaw, Slytherin mix.
I think maybe you're quite Gryffindor.
Oh my god, classic.
Wait, Gryffindor is bravery?
Yeah, and it's just sort of like confidence.
Oh fuck. You know what, look at me. I needed that today. Because I am not feeling confident today, because as I've mentioned previously, and I will not share about this, and this is all I'm going to say on the matter, but all I will say is that my heart has been a little bruised. And my ego too, because they're in the same place.
Totally.
Fuck. How did you guys decide we're a fish, we're doing this, you're my boy, if you're my girl?
I think just because we'd spoken for so long, it was kind of like...
Obvious.
Yeah, and it was kind of like the first date would be like, well, this is make or break, pretty much. And then we were like seeing each other, and I think it was kind of clear that neither of us were seeing anyone else.
So sweet.
And then we went to his friend's birthday, and then we were in a pub. And just before that, we went to see a comedy show of one of my friends, and he gave me a book of poems, that not that he'd written, but of a poet that he really likes. And he wrote in the like inside cover,
"I fancy you."
No, he just wrote like, like, because we've spoken Catherine's about this poet when we were chatting. Catherine's not Gryffindor.
What poet?
Philip Larkin.
Oh, I love Philip Larkin.
Yeah. And we've spoken about him when I was in Atlanta. And so he gave me this book of poems. And then when we went to the pub later that night, he asked me to be his girlfriend.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. What does he do?
Journalist.
Right, you told me that. Mm-hmm. And I kind of made a huge deal about it.
That's how we get it. He's a journalist.
He's not an actor, so it doesn't stick as much. It's a red flag.
Okay. Well, cool. I'm making this about me.
Absolutely.
I say, as a couple, you guys are divine. And I felt so taken care of in British, at your home. And I can't thank you enough for introducing me to your world and all your friends. Yeah. And I truly felt at home there, and I'm excited to go back.
Yeah, you will. You'll be back all the time.
Because I'm doing Ed.
You're doing Ed, of course.
90% sure.
Yeah, you have to do Ed.
Yeah.
I've been saying you should do Ed for a long time now.
No, I know. And you invented me, and I'm not
I did. I'm your manager. But yeah. I did feel like I was like, I want to go to London. I want everyone to experience Catherine the way I have.
You made it happen for me, because had I not gone in November and done it, it would have been a much more difficult process to get it all set up. So you were right. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Now talk to us. I feel like it's time for the big question. And this is important. Really quickly, Lolly. Mm. Who were you? Who are you? And who do you want to be?
Okay. Who was I? I still do, but I used to find everyone so, so annoying. To the point that it would ruin my life.
Amazing answer.
But I used to be the person who throughout university, like I had a really close friend called Laura, who I'm still very close with. And she had loads of friends that I found so annoying. And so I was just the person who was always whispering in her ear, being like, "Your friend is really, really annoying." And she'd be like, "Well, they're my friends. You can't keep doing this." And I was the person who'd be like, "Just hang out with me. Like, you don't need to hang out with all these people. They're so annoying." But I just point out stuff. Like, there was one girl who just like loved Star Wars and always talked about how much she loved Star Wars. And I was like, "She doesn't love Star Wars." She's trying to impress guys.
Yes, exactly.
But nobody wanted to hear that. They were like, "Just be a nice person and get over it." But I just couldn't let go all the annoying things that I found out people. And then it got to the point where Laura had to like sit me down and be like, "You're so negative about everyone that I'm friends with, and it's really annoying to stop." And so I was suddenly like, whoa. And then also Mel, this girl who I used to
shout out to
annoying.
Mel, we love you, we support you.
You're annoying.
We hope you're in a better place.
She came up to me in a nightclub and said,
"Congratulations."
Says like, "I've heard you don't like me."
No.
When someone feels the need to do that, it's like, okay, like, work that out with your God.
What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen with this?
Exactly. It's never going to be a good outcome.
Fuck everyone.
Apart from that, it made me go, "Oh, I'm actually like upsetting people." Mm.
I know. Yeah, I went through a phase too of like not liking anyone.
How old were you?
I was probably 20, 21.
So it was like uni.
Yeah. But I think it led up to uni, and then at uni. I went to a uni that I didn't, it was my fifth choice.
Congrats.
And that was Oxford.
And I met you through a friend who you went to uni with.
Paul Willis.
Never forget. Shout out Paul. Shout out Addicted.
We love Paul. We love you so much. I think because I wanted to go to Cambridge because I wanted to be part of the Footlights, which is where all the comedians went. And I ended up at Loughborough, and I was just quite bitter about it.
Were you hilarious?
Always.
I was actually like a huge gift from the universe because nobody in Loughborough was funny and there was no tradition of doing comedy. So when I was like doing comedy, people were like, "This is the best thing I've ever seen."
Wow.
And I actually think if I'd gone to Cambridge, I would have not been anywhere near as funny as all the people there. And then I probably would have just stopped because I would have embarrassed myself and been like, "I don't want to do this because there's people who are much better than me." But Loughborough made me so confident in like, I'm the funniest person in this town.
Well, you are. And may I, if I may, can we even peel back
and also that's,
you?
And like, also, that's how I feel little, about New York. That's how I feel about New York.
Yeah, yeah. I'm so grateful for you.
I love that I live here where no one's fucking funny.
Sad but true. Jay, okay, we are surrounded by the best artists of our time. Now, Lolly, uni. How did you get into comedy? Like, who was little Lolly? Like, what were you like? Because I've seen pictures and you're very cute.
Thank you. I just, my brother used to get me into lots of stuff. So, like, Peep Show.
Oh, obsessed with
Peep
Show.
Wait, what is a Peep Show?
No, Peep Show. Okay, a Peep Show is where people are fucking and you're like watching through a hole.
Oh, yeah.
Peep Show is an amazing British comedy series.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like a one of the legendary British TV shows.
Okay, cool. But does your brother do calm?
No, he's just very funny and knows very funny things.
And he can just get into Peep Show.
Yeah, and I remember ages ago, maybe 5 years ago or something, he was like, oh, you should check out this girl, Casey Jane Ellison. And he was always just like into stuff that's like...
He's so old.
Yeah, so old. And like ages ago, he told me about John Ellie and Kate Millant.
He's ahead of the curve.
He really is.
What does he do?
He's a financial strategist for an investment bank.
Is he single?
Yes, he is.
Is he gay?
Okay, wait, no. I'm sorry. Should I marry your brother? I can't how have we not talked about this?
Is he gay seeming?
Is
he gay seeming? He's straight.
He's straight, yeah.
He's straight, single, loves comedy, and is a financial analyst?
Financial strategist.
And he lives in London?
Strategist.
Don't call him a financial analyst.
Guess what? I'm asleep.
When someone's a financial analyst, I'm like, what on God's green earth does that mean? Like,
guess what? They don't even fucking know.
I know. You
talk to 90% of this country, not your country, this country. You say, what do you actually do at work? Blank stares, dead. Their eyes pop out. Suddenly they're fucking porn star Charlize Theron. And that's the American dream. Okay. First, so put in a good word.
Yes, we'll do.
Anyways.
So he got me into lots of comedy. I used to watch lots of Catherine Tate when I was younger.
Yes.
And I was very good at doing accents when I was younger. So that was
like your accent you're doing right now.
Yeah, the fake accent.
You know what's so funny? My dad, I always end up having crushes on British people. My dad was like, what's with you and these British guys with their phony accents? I'm like, they're not phony accents. That's how they
And I love them.
That's so funny.
They're not phony accents and I love them.
Do they sound phony when you're in Britain or are you like, this is beautiful?
It's every single accent is beautiful to me.
Do you think Hugh Grant is hot?
Yes, I want to fuck.
Agreed.
I want to fuck.
Yep.
I'm medium on him.
Okay.
Who's a British guy I'm really into?
Jude Law?
No.
Don't get me started.
Seriously, don't get me started. we don't
Jude
think Jude
Law isn't
hot,
hot.
Wow.
No, people in America do. It's really like been my
think,
whole
I don't
struggle.
Fancy him, but I think he's very good looking.
It's kind of my life's work to like shout from the mountaintops that Jude Law isn't hot.
Really? There must be Andrew Garfield?
Yeah, I think he's hot.
Oh, yeah, he's gay seeming.
Who I'm addicted to? Okay, that guy who who's that guy who was in the he was in like the Marilyn Monroe movie and he was also with Michelle Williams and he also was in a movie about like the Berlin girl or something.
The Danish girl.
Eddie Redmayne?
Yeah, is he get? He
you
British?
Called Eddie Redmayne the guy from the Marilyn Monroe movie?
Because when I worked at Showtime Network as a promo PA, I had to edit that Marilyn Monroe movie.
Wait, you know the bisexual who made me squirt 3 times with a PhD student? He looks like Eddie Redmayne.
He's oh really? Not mm-hmm. in the pic you sent.
He looks like Eddie Redmayne combo pen badge.
Oh great! Have you seen you?
No, I want
do
to.
Do I?
Neither of you have seen it.
No.
Do I want to?
I've met Penn Badgley.
100%. Have you? Nice guy.
In the old retail space I used to work.
In the what?
Old retail space in which I worked. I serviced him at that in that position. And
I feel like he's very earnest.
He was ordered by Running Shoes because that is what we sold. Mm-hmm. And
is he Australian?
He's regular.
He's
American.
Regular. That is normal. You are not normal.
But I remember during this 4 year period where he wasn't as hot as he is now where he was then. Do you know what I mean? So that was you can't win in this town.
Yeah,
even when you meet Penn Badgley, it's when he was not hot.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But he was nice.
You should watch you.
Okay, basically. I'm down.
Have you seen it? Yeah. It's...
He looks hot.
Incredible. Yeah, he looks great.
I'm so excited.
And he's a psycho in it, right?
Yeah.
That's
I love
so
a psycho.
Hot.
Yeah. People keep tweeting him like, murder me, daddy. And he's like, no, the point of the show is...
Wow, responsible.
Yeah,
he's a responsible.
Yeah, yeah.
A responsible heartthrob.
Exactly.
What is your type?
For a long time, my type was like, I think what Catherine's type is, which is like tall.
Here we go.
Tall, skinny, arty boys.
Fuck me. I'm so pissed off at every boy.
I know. And then I think maybe you made me realize that I was like, I don't want to go out with someone who's half my size.
Yeah.
And then I was like, actually, that's.
I made you realize that.
I think you said
she
something
saw,
like
she
that.
She saw me with my boyfriend and goes, oh, that's not what I want.
Like you said that to me. You said that something to me about.
Yeah. No, I recently was sleeping with a hunk and I was like, this is nice.
Yeah.
To be like held.
Yeah. It's famously nice to be sleeping with a hunk.
I don't want to rock the boat, but I think it's nice to fuck a hunk.
I think like visually, when I see someone who's like tall and skinny and arty, I'm like, yes. But then actually, if I think about what my body actually wants, I'm not interested in that at all.
Art freaks love me. Everyone who's ever been attracted to me was an art freak.
Wow.
Never the homecoming king.
Always the art freaks, never the homecoming king. My book title.
Okay, so now your type is?
Now my type is basically someone who is not necessarily funnier than me.
No, impossible.
But someone who is funny in a way that I can't really access it. Because I'm like not that it's...
a different kind.
Yeah, it's a different kind and I can understand it, but I'm like always surprised by it. And I could never think of the same jokes, basically.
Yeah.
And that's what Francisco is.
That's the best.
He'll just like say something that I would never have thought of and it will make me laugh.
Oh, I love
Rather
that.
Rather than someone who you think like, you meet and they're like an arty cool person and then you're making all the same jokes with each other.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, this is actually what I want. I want something that surprises me.
Totally.
That's amazing. That's inspiring.
Mm. Okay, so who are you now?
Who am I now? I'm...
A nasty woman.
I'm a girl boss. I think at the moment I am... I suppose I'm an actress, but I'm an actress who... wants to be considered as a comedian because that's what I did first. And I think that acting is, not to sound ungrateful, but lame. And I just feel like being a comedian is the coolest job and it's like just so much better and much more interesting than being like, yeah, I get driven to the set and then I read what someone else told me to read. I stand where they tell me to stand and then I go home.
So are you aching to do more live com?
Well, I mean, sort of. It's more like I want to be seen as a comedian.
I think always will cooler. Be.
Okay, that's
because
good.
I feel like you started Ed Fringe. You started. That's where you started.
Yeah,
and so
yeah,
you're always
yeah.
considered like more of your own artist than an actor.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you tell
so.
All the listeners all the exciting stuff you're going to be in coming up?
I'm going to be in a show called Shrill on Hulu.
Based on the amazing book by Lindy Wise.
Yeah,
I love that book
album
so much.
It's so good.
It's so good. She's amazing.
She's so great.
Is she cool?
She's very cool. I love her so much.
Amazing.
And Miracle Workers.
Yes.
Which is going to be on TBS in February.
And friend of the pod, Mitra Juhari.
Mitra,
wrote on the show.
Yes.
We love Geraldine.
And Geraldine and Gary Richardson also wrote on it.
I'm currently living in his old room.
Are you?
I'm currently.
Oh, you in a way you wrote for Miracle Workers.
In a way I wrote for Miracle Workers.
I think we all did. Are we all on camera right now? We're all. Wait, Simon Rich just walked in.
My room is a hotbed for Miracle Workers writers, launching them to fame.
And when does it come out?
Miracle Workers?
This podcast.
I'm like, babe, we tell me.
We don't
this
know.
This podcast, we literally,
we know, we,
August?
We have a better shot knowing when Miracle Workers comes out.
Okay. It'll be a while.
Scientists are still trying to figure out when this is coming. I would guess, 6 weeks?
Yeah, we would guess 6 weeks. And that's the best we can
And by that time, like, who knows what I'll be upset about? Right. That's what's so exciting.
I've forgotten what this was.
I actually probably won't listen and be like, what was I so pissed about? And then like, I'll be pissed about something entirely different and just like totally sitting in that and stewing in it.
And then we'll remind you what it was and then you'll be pissed again.
Awesome. And that's what friends are for.
And then I'm doing a show called Ghosts as well, which comes out, but that's in the UK. Yeah.
Just doing it all.
Wait, what do you think about like British comedy? Like stereotypical British comedy? Are you that?
No, because I don't do stand-up. I feel like stand-up, unless it's like a cool alt person doing it, I have no interest in it.
Who are your favourite British stand-ups right now?
Favourite British stand-ups right now, Adam Hess.
He's great.
He's fantastic. That's it.
Shout out Adam. I don't think he listens to the pod, but...
He will.
He will.
He will now.
He'll absolutely drop dead for this shout.
He loves pods.
Adam, you're addicted
he
to pods.
He loves pods.
You're
and
addicted
to me. But he listens to like science pods and like...
Fuck Adam.
Ew, Adam.
But like in learning interesting things about the world.
When someone's like, I like to listen to a podcast where I learn something new actually each episode. I'm like, okay, you're not interesting. You never will be. This isn't the answer. You're not going to get what you're searching for. Like... go back home, but reconnect with your family.
Cool. He's not like, he's not like a lame person who's like, I actually heard something on a podcast the other day.
We love Adam.
We love Adam. He is great. Adam's the funniest person in Britain. Yeah.
Wow. He's rock hard listening to this. I can see it.
And who else do I love? I love all of my friends. Rose Matafeo.
Yes, she was lovely.
Emma Sadie. These are like character sketch.
Check them out. Yes.
You're a character sketch.
Yes, I'm character.
Follow them all on Schwider.
Oh, yes, please.
And what's your future with Francesc?
I guess we'll get married.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want kids?
Don't know.
Me neither. What are we doing? Hold my hands. What are we doing?
I think it would be awful. We talked about this in London.
I know. How OAR? OAU.
You?
20. OAR.
Crazy game of poker.
I'm 28.
You're 28. Okay, amazing.
You're 28?
Yeah.
Molly.
He's mad that you're younger than him.
I'm so sick of it. Even get a British person and they're 28.
Yeah, even a British. What's crazy about life is that even a British person can be younger than you.
It's like, just when you find a British person, it's like, they're 28. That's like the greatest irony of all.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I have to figure out something.
What? How to get younger?
Yeah. Mm. That's fine.
You start hanging out with older people.
It's fine. I'm going to be fine with it. And well, that's it for part two. Are you still hard? Come back this Friday for the epic conclusion of our three-part conversation.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.